Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Perfecting Deliverance Radio, hosted by yours truly, Latoya Haley. We are live on every Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and listen as my weekly guests are sharing testimonies of deliverance from strongholds, healing, and the powerful movement of God. As a result of Perfecting Deliverance Radio, many souls have been led to Christ. Call in to the station to speak live with my guests by dialing 347-989-1779 and pressing 1 on your keypad for questions or comments. Also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectingdeliverance or download the Blog Talk Radio app on Apple Store or Google Play. Follow me on Facebook at Latoya Haley or like my Perfecting Deliverance Ministries page. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Latoya Haley. You can email us at perfectingdeliverance1@yahoo.com. You can contact Perfecting Deliverance Ministries at 731-215-0236. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die. So I could be whole, so I can tell her.
Good evening. You have reached Perfecting Deliverance Radio, and I'm your host, Latoya Haley. I thank everyone for joining me on this evening. Tonight is going to be an exciting show. Today is January the 6th, 2016. That's the first time that I'm saying this on this year, and this is my first show for this year. I'm just so excited for everything that God did for me in 2015, and I'm even more excited for what he's going to do in this up and coming year. So I appreciate everyone for listening online. We'll pause for station identification. Again, you've reached Perfecting Deliverance Radio. There's many of ways to listen in to us. You can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Perfecting Deliverance, or you can also call into the station here, and you can dial 347-989-1779 at any time during the show. The show tonight is going to be approximately an hour, maybe a little over that, but at any time during the show, you can press 1 on your keypad if you have a question or comment for myself or for my guest, Anisha Timmings, that is going to be on our show this evening. So you can do that. Also, if you have a cell phone, you can download the app. You can go to Blog Talk Radio on Google Play if you have an Android, or also if you have iPhone, you can go to the Apple Store. You can download the app, which is Blog Talk Radio, and then you can go to the search bar once you have downloaded it, and you can put in Perfecting Deliverance Radio, and it will bring you directly to my radio show here. So that's several ways that you can actually listen in to the show. I do have the chat room open. If you are on Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening online, you can actually join me in the chat room during the show. If you have some questions or comments that you would like to make there, you can do that as well. Also, I do have both of my Facebook pages open, Latoya Haley, L-A-T-O-Y-A, Haley, H-A-L-E-Y. I do have page 1 and page 2. If you're not a friend on either one of my pages are wide open, so you can still send me a comment, send me an inbox, post something on my page. If you have a question or comment, you can go there. Also, you can reach us on Perfecting Deliverance Ministries, my page on Facebook as well. So there's several different ways that you can reach out to us this evening. But just today, I'm just excited for, again, for this being the new year. This is my first show for this year. My guest, Anisha Timmings, is going to be my guest tonight. She has an awesome story of deliverance from homosexuality. So if you know someone that is struggling, someone that is in the lifestyle, someone who is out of the lifestyle, if you have a friend, a cousin, a brother, an aunt, uncle, whoever it may be that may be in that lifestyle, even if you're not, if you just want to call in to just support us, I appreciate it. Just call in, tell your neighbor, tell someone to call in and listen in. They can listen in online as well, because you don't know what someone may be going through. So they can call in, they can get an encouraging word on this evening. We're going to be doing a few different things. She's got a surprise for us at the end of the show that I am super excited about. We've been friends probably about 6 or 7 months now, and we've actually never laid eyes on each other, but I love this woman of God with the love of Christ. She's an absolutely sweetheart, and I love her to death, but she's going to be coming on here briefly. What I'd like to talk to you about just for a moment, just to tell you about my day. Well, today I said I'm working. I actually work at a Nissan dealership, and just been working. I sell cars, and I know that probably seems strange. It's something I've been doing for about 13 or 14 years now, off and on. And in between me writing my book and getting that to come out, and this tour that I have that's going to come up this coming year, and all these different things that I have that's going on, and still doing the radio show and prayer calls,
I tell you what, I'm still excited about Jesus after all that we've been through. And on my job, I continue to witness and tell people about Jesus because he is soon to come. So I just enjoy my job. It's extremely long hours, but I still love what I do. Also this week, my mother and my father and I, we've actually been moving. And any of you that are listening in that have moved before, it is an absolute nightmare. I do not like to move, so I'm exhausted in my body. Plus, I've been working 10 and 12-hour days. So you all just keep me in your prayers. Just keep me lifted up because I'm trying to get as much rest as possible and still trying to get some things taken care of as well with this home and moving and everything. So just getting settled up, but I'm excited still to be moving even to a new city. I'm still in Tennessee, so I haven't left the state. I'm still here. Just moved to another city and to another home. So closer to the church where my father is the pastor, New Holy Temple Church of God in Christ in Milan, Tennessee. If you're ever in town, please stop by. We'd love to have you. We do have church on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. with Sunday school. We have service, afternoon service that starts at 11:30. And we do have Tuesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock. So if you're ever in town, ever in the state of Tennessee and you're close by, we're somewhere not too far from Jackson, Tennessee to give you an area of where we are. So if you're ever in town, stop by. We'd love to have you. I'm going to be traveling on this weekend. I'm going to go see my grandmother and to go see my sister and my 10-year-old niece, who is an absolute handful. That's TT's baby, and I love her with everything in me. So I'm going to go see her. We are going to have our Christmas. And I know we're a couple weeks late, but I didn't want to mail everything that I bought my niece because it probably would have cost more than everything that I purchased because I bought her so much stuff. So she's absolutely spoiled, but she's my niece, and I don't have any children, so I guess I have to spoil her until I have some of my own. So just looking forward to a break, be off Thursday or be off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I'm definitely looking forward towards the for the weekend. So just excited about that. But what we're going to do now, we're going to take a short commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to introduce my guest again. So hold on to your seats. If you have a second, just go ahead and get you something to drink because you're not going to want to miss this. The show is going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to speak with our guest, Anisha Timmons. So we'll be back with you here just in a moment.
Like every week, but would you like to ride to church with me? Oh, come on, Mrs. Edwards, you like my church. We have some hot music. It may not be what you're bumping at all, but it's hot. We get down. What do you say, Mrs. Edwards?
Oh, I suppose.
I've heard it said that 80% of first-time church visitors come because someone personally invited them. All people need to feel loved and wanted, and for some people, it just takes having someone offer to give them a ride to church. We have something great going on at this church. People's lives are being transformed by God's love. Your homework this week is to find at least one person who could use a little more of that love and invite them to come with you next week. Trust me, it's worth the extra effort.
Mrs. Edwards, you want to listen to some music on the way? Go ahead, your choice. Okay, here we are. Hi-ya!
This part of our show is brought to you by Moody Mood Bibles, the Bible that changes color as your walk with the Lord changes. Cut the talk, increase the walk with Moody Mood Bibles. And by Rebukeogram, the messenger service for people who've been asking for it. And by Christians Anonymous, where they only witness to other Christians. And the motto is, keep the faith to yourself.
And we are back. Again, you've reached Perfecting Deliverance Radio. A couple ways that you can call in is to the radio station here, 347-989-1779. At any time during the show, you can press 1 on your keypad if you have a question or comment for myself or for my guest. Also, you can listen online, www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectingdeliverance. And tonight I have with me my guest, Anisha Timmons, who is on the line. Ms. Timmons, are you here with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, LaToya Haley.
Hello, good evening. How are you
tonight?
Yes, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm doing really well. How about yourself? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm making it. We're making it along. I'm doing awesome. I thank you for being a guest on my show this evening. You're the first guest on my show for 2016. So I'm excited.
Awesome.
I hope you're as excited as I am this evening. But I thank you for being on. If you can just tell us briefly, tell our callers and the listeners just a little bit about you, and then we'll go on further in our show.
Okay. Well, my name is Anisha Timmons. I reside in South Carolina. I'm a college student of Florence-Darlington Tech. I have a degree in psychology. I love the Lord. I'm saved and sanctified. I'm a witness of his effectual power. And I'm just so grateful to be in his presence. I'm so grateful to be in his midst. And everything that I do revolves around the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just so alive, so thankful to be alive, striving, fulfilling my purpose in Christ. That's who I am.
That's all right. There is nothing wrong with that. I appreciate that you love the Lord, and that's something that everybody can't say, that they love the Lord. But I'm thankful for you being on the show this evening. This show tonight is entitled An Evening with My Guest, Anisha Timmings, and she's sharing her testimony of deliverance from a lifestyle of homosexuality, which she's been delivered. And we're going to go into some brief questions and just talk about your life coming through, you know, when you started in that lifestyle, and with you starting that lifestyle, how did you get involved in the homosexual lifestyle? Because everybody's story is different. My story is not your story. Your story is not the next person. But how did you actually get involved in it?
Well, LaToya, when I was a little girl, I always begin this way because I was molested by a guy that my family knew pretty good, and it was an experience that I remember quite vividly, and it's caused a lot of issues along the way in life. But when I was 7, from what I can remember, when you first touched me, it planted a seed, because molestation is a form of sexual perversion, and that seed planted something in me and made me want to get into that lifestyle. I tried to avoid it and get out of it, but
hello? Seems like my guest may be having some technical difficulties. We know how the enemy is, how he wants to get involved in when you're definitely doing a show. what I said, we're going to work out these kinks here. Ms. Timmons, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Uh-oh. Looks like the call has dropped. I said she'll call back in. But I know how the devil gets busy, and we're not going to give him any credit because there's no credit due there. But she does have an awesome story. I know that she'll be calling back in here momentarily. But I just thank God for his delivering power and what he's done in her life. She's been out of the lifestyle for actually for a long time. And I actually have a guest that has a question. So I'm going to go to the line right now as my guest. Ms. Timmons, are you back on?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. I'm saying we dropped out.
Okay.
I can hear you now, though.
Okay, great. Awesome.
That's all right. I'm saying you're back on. But you know what? We have a guest. We have a caller that actually has a question. So I'm going to bring them on the line. The last four of your phone number is 9689. And if you could just tell us your name and where you're calling from, and you're live on the air.
Well, hello, LaToya. This is Pastor Kimbrough from Cincinnati, Ohio. Our pastor,
good evening. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful well. Thank you. I just got a comment. You know, when the call dropped, I say ain't nobody mad but the devil. You know, and y'all y'all keep on doing what y'all doing, because y'all doing something that won't nobody else do, and that's being bold for Christ. You know, I said I was going to listen to it no matter what the chance I'll show for. But I've been busy, but I took time out tonight, you know, just to listen to your show. And I'm getting encouraged, and I'm just getting inspired, just by listening to what I heard thus far from your guests. And I just want to tell you all, be encouraged, you know, keep doing what you're doing, what you do for Christ will last.
And amen.
Keep on encouraging others to come on out and get delivered, get healed, and get made, because whom the Son is made free, it's free indeed.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Glory.
Amen. I thank you, Pastor, for calling in, for the kind words. And, again, the devil is, he's mad, and he's not getting the victory or the glory right now. So Ms. Timmons is back on the line. And we're going to pick up right where we left off at. If you remember exactly where you were, or approximately where you were, but you were telling your story of how you got involved in the homosexual lifestyle.
Right. From a little girl, I was molested when I was a little girl by a close relative. And like I was saying, it caused me some issues in my adulthood and young adulthood that I believe pushed me towards getting involved in those, in that homosexual act the more. Aside from that, when I was young, about 6 or 7, I had a friend, and she was a few years older than me. And it wasn't until recently that I considered the experience that I had with her to contribute to that homosexuality spirit. She would teach me things and touch me and teach me how to touch her and kiss me and things like that. And I was only 9 years old. So growing up under that, I do believe that that's what originally planted that seed for me to want to get into that homosexuality. I tried to push it off as long as I could, but then, you know, when I was a teenager, it came back and started messing with my head a little bit. Because there was such a struggle for me going into that lifestyle, and those things going on when I was young, I believe that played a big part of why and how I got into it.
I understand what you're saying, and again, your story being different from my story, and everyone's story is different. But what is so wonderful is because how we can say that we're overcomers, and how how we're delivered now, and how we have come out of it. And some, it may take longer than others. And what I want our listeners to know is that if you know someone that's in a lifestyle, that's in a lifestyle of homosexuality, if they're in a lifestyle of drugs. So this show is not just geared towards homosexuality. That's something, that's my passion, because that's something that I was delivered from. And there's other sins that are in, that are out there that people need to be delivered from, whether you're an alcoholic or whether you sell drugs or on drugs, whether it's prostitution. There's a lot of different sexual sins. You have child molesters, you have child predators. There's a lot of different things that people have issues with. I mean, pornography. There's a lot of different things that people need deliverance from. So this show, that's what it's geared towards. This year in 2016, I want to talk with people who have come out of something, who are seeking deliverance, who need to be delivered from anything. If you need deliverance, you need to be listening in to this show. You let someone know that they need to be listening in, because that's what we're here for. The church, which I know this is not an actual church, but I'm saved, sanctified, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. So this, yes, we're going to have church while we're on here on this show. It doesn't matter that this is a radio show. If there's prayer that's needed, we're going to go that route. Whatever is needed, whatever the listeners may need, we're going to give that to them. And that's my goal and my focus, even more so in this year, 2016. But I just thank God for what he has done in your life. And since you have come out of that lifestyle, what made you want to leave the homosexual lifestyle and live for God after everything that you've been through?
Well, I was educated on God. I grew up in the church, and I left the church when I was a kid. We stopped going to church for a while, but I always had that conscience to serve God and always had that pulling, and I knew that an anointing was on my life, and I always felt the presence of God. So I wanted to be pleasing in his sight. I didn't want there to be any distinction or anything between me and him that would cause me to go further and further from his will. So I just wanted to seek God and get in his presence again. So many things were happening. Sometimes when we're out of the will of God, it makes room for so many other things to come in. And like you were just saying, people need deliverance from all kinds of things, alcohol, marijuana, drugs, addiction. There's some people who are in prostitution and all kinds of things. While homosexuality was initially the thing that I was involved in, the more I went into it, the more other things attached themselves to me. The more I started to drink, the more I started to hang around with the wrong crowd, the more I started to party. So after a period of time of this going on consistently and things getting worse and worse, I reached out to God because I didn't want that anymore. I didn't want that burden of sin. I didn't want that distinction. I didn't want to be able to call out to God and feel like he wasn't hearing me because I knew what I was partaking in. So just that relationship and knowing that things weren't right made me want to come out of that lifestyle. Sometimes I prayed in the midst of that lifestyle. I had no power to say, hey, okay, I'm not going to give in to my flesh. I'm going to cut it off here. I didn't have the power, so I wanted that power. And the only way I knew that I could obtain that power and freedom in Christ was to reach out for him, and that's what made me want to come out, to be able to relate to the God that he is.
That's awesome. Just even, I was listening to something that you just said, even in the midst of it all, you were still, even though you may not have been able to get a prayer through, you were still wanting to pray to God. I just thank God for not turning you over to a reprobate mind, which is something obviously that you haven't done. You didn't deny Christ. You may have not lived for him, but you didn't just completely turn your back on him. And that's why we are where we are today, and why we still have a chance to serve him, even in the midst of what you were going through. You were still thinking and giving God praise, you know, by praying to God, because you know who your Heavenly Father was. even though you were what you were going through. And I think about the things that I've gone through. I attended church almost the whole entire time, and I was in a lifestyle for 15 years, and I attended church for the majority of it, that I actually attended church, and there was a lot of things I can recall that I would tell the pastor that I'm not going to partake in. I'm not going to take communion. I'm not going to participate in feet washing. I'm not going to be an usher. I'm not going to play the drums, which I'm a gifted drummer, never taken a lesson. I've been playing since the age of 5. And I wouldn't step foot on the drums. I wouldn't sing in the choir. I wouldn't lead any songs. I wouldn't do anything. I said, I'm just going to sit here. And we know that even though you're coming to church and you may not be saved, there's something that's going to be said. There's something that's going to be said by the pastor, whether it's a missionary, whether it's the first lady. Something is going to be said. The spirit is going to fall on you, and that's why you see sinners that may shout, they may cry, they may call out to God, because they are in that, they have that tenderness in their heart, and that shows that we are still human, because those things, I'm like, it still moves us, it still shakes us, and that's what, and that's, we just thank God that you're at that, that you're at the point where you are now, that you've just completely surrendered your life to God and turned it all the way around. So I'm just so happy and so thankful for you. Since you've, how have you taken your experience with homosexuality to minister to the people of God?
Well, okay, this matter of fact, this was just yesterday, Latoya. I actually, pastor that I know pretty good, she contacted me maybe a few days ago, and she was telling me about this young woman who had came to her church for some community service. She had gotten involved in some things and gotten into some trouble, and she was also just entering into that homosexual lifestyle. And she asked me if I could come meet with her and talk to her and minister to her. And I did. I was glad to. We talked about some things that was going on with her. We talked about some motives, some things that led her to that point. We talked about how she felt about herself and just a whole lot of other factors that pushed her towards that homosexual lifestyle. I sat there, and it reminded me of where I was. And when I looked at her and I looked upon her, I could see the struggle that I once had. So with my experience, I was able to tell her, listen, it's a deception, you know, and just minister and talk to her on a personal level, on a real level, to ensure her that it's just a tactic of the enemy. And she's not that way. And with the power of God and through church and through Christ and through reading his word, she can overcome that. You know, so those are the type of things that I do. You know, by making myself available, by telling my testimony, then people know where I am. So they reach out to me sometimes, and that's the things I do. I do also go to other churches. I speak poetry. I give speeches to the youth just to lead them into the right way, not just for homosexuality, but for other things that they've done, because I've accumulated some things that I've done, made wrong decisions, and at one time I made this wrong decision and I went to jail, and the young lady that I was speaking to yesterday, the same thing that I did, got into a fight, she did also. So I was able to minister, and through those personal relations, I go around and minister that way.
So that's all so right. We were all born into sin and shaping in iniquity. So no one can say that they are without sin but God and Jesus. So we all have to be born again at some point in time, whenever it is that you choose to do it. But you just make sure that you do it before you leave this earth. Before you take your last breath, you make sure that you are in line with God. And I know that my background, not just homosexuality, I know you had to say something about going to jail. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a person who's been to jail too many times. And I mean, in the teens, I mean, to the point where every time my mother, it was at a point for probably like a 5-year span that there was a point that I, when my mother would call, and if I wouldn't answer the phone, it would be to the point where they would call the jail. Mm-hmm. And that's where I would be. I was always in jail, whether it was for a warrant, whether it was for speeding, whether it was mm-hmm. I wasn't a bad kid. I wasn't a fighter. I wasn't doing things like that. But I was just doing reckless stuff, things that
that's
I knew
right.
I shouldn't
I
do. And I know, and I just thank God for where He brought me from, because I said I have a record, an extensive record, and I still have a job. I actually went into the career that I'm in. I went into the career that I'm in now, into selling cars, and God has blessed me tremendously. My what I've done has just completely flourished. And the guys that I work with, they're just trying to figure out. They said, "Well, what are you doing that we're not doing?" I said, "Well, I have God's favor, and that's not something that you can buy at Walmart for $5.99. You can't go buy it anywhere. This is something that I have." So they're trying to figure out why I'm steady selling all these cars and all these people and referrals and all this that's going on. Well, I have God's favor, and I'm just so thankful for where He's brought me from. You all stay tuned this summer, because I have a book that's coming out, that's going to be released, and I'm going to go, God willing, I'm going to go on a 50-city tour, and I'm going to hit all major cities in the United States with the help of God, and He's going to get all the glory and all the honor. So I'm just so excited for 2016. And Anisha, you know, we've talked off the air. You know, you're going to have to come with me. You know, you're my buddy. And I said, we're going to have to do some traveling and some speaking, and just so excited. But for anybody right now that may be struggling with a homosexual lifestyle, what advice would you have for someone at this time?
So into your life, so into your own life in the midst of your situation right now. So into your own life. Pray to God. Turn over your plate. You know, let Him know how sincere you are about that change. Sometimes we expect things to happen right then, and when they don't, we get discouraged, thinking that God has not heard us, or thinking that our prayers are just turning on deaf ears, but that's not so. You have to continue to produce those seeds of righteousness by planting and praying to God. I would advise anybody struggling to stay away from the people that promote you and encourage you to participate in that type of lifestyle. A lot of the things we do has a lot to do with the people that we hang around. We can't cut something off or try not to do something if the people that we're around are constantly involved in that kind of activity. It takes a conscious effort. It takes discipline. But in order to do that, we have to pray to God. So definitely pray. Reach out to Him. God, what do I need to do? How can I make You know that I'm sincere about this thing? Separate me, isolate me, and continue to be in the church, because that's where we hear the word of God. You may walk through those doors, and you hear something, and you shout, and you dance, and you feel real good about it. But the change doesn't stay because you're not consistently allowing the word to be poured into your spirit. You have to go back again and go back again until God matures you enough till you have the discipline to sustain from those things and the activity. So be in the church. Reach out to God. Pray. Fast. Or take advantage of the resources of the bishop and the pastors and people who have labored in Christ longer than we have, who have already been there and done that. Attach yourself to those people, because there's strength in those people. You know, sometimes we avoid people because we all have our issues, but at the end of the day, the bottom line is don't allow somebody's issue to keep you from your blessing. They may also have something to offer that will help you be stable and grounded. And we need that, especially if you're struggling. Write it down. Get it out of your system. Be bold with the enemy. Tell him that he has no power, you know. Establish a relationship with God. And I'm telling you, once you establish that relationship, you will develop the respect for God, not to partake, even if you wanted to, but that respect level will keep you grounded. So if you're struggling, yeah, just continue to pray and reach out to those who've already been there.
That's right, because we all had someone to pray for us, and somebody prayed for me, and somebody prayed for you, and somebody is praying for the callers that may be listening in right now that may be struggling, or if you're listening in online that may be struggling, you may be going through. Know that there's someone that's praying for you. If nobody else is praying for you, know that I'm praying for you. Know that Anisha is praying
for you.
Know that my mother is on here, y'all. She's listening in online, but she is on here. I want you to know, and she does not miss the show. Her and my father are listening in right now, but they are prayer warriors. They prayed for me for 15 years, and just because it doesn't happen when you want it to, just know that God is always on time. So what we're going to do at this time,
quick,
I know.
LaToya.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to tell you this really quickly. When I was a teenager and I found out, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to go into this thing hard. And my dress code changed. I started dressing like a guy, dressing like a boy. It was new to me, and I went out 100. I went on 100. I didn't even seep into it. It was like one day I got up and said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be gay. I'm going to live this way. So I was. I went to school that morning, and I was walking up the hallway, and my science teacher was coming from the other end of the hallway. And when we finally met, she looked at me, and she said, Anisha? And I was like, hey, you know, good morning. And she said, are those your brother's clothes? You know, and then I laughed, but and I gave her my explanation for why I had on my brother's clothes, but then I went on to the class I was going to. But 10 minutes later, a student walks on the door, knocks on the door, and tells me that this teacher wants to see me. So I went to her class, and when I went into her classroom, LaToya, she had two desks together, like her desk and then my desk sitting right directly in front of each other. And she had she took her Bible out, and she put in a motivational DVD. Now, this is a teacher. This is against policy. That's not something you're supposed to do with a student. But she took her Bible out. She mentored me right on the spot, and she was telling me how it was an abomination of God and reinforcing the word of God in my life. You know, at that point, I left there. I respected her, but I felt like I was going to do what I wanted to do. But now that I'm saved and now that I'm delivered, I cannot think of another experience greater when I think about coming out of homosexuality. I always remember that. I respect her for that. And I know that she planted the seed that day. So with me and you and I, doing what you're doing and doing what I'm doing, it doesn't matter. Like you said, sometimes it doesn't seem like it's working. When you plant those seeds, they come back. The seed is planted, but then it grows and grows. And when it gets, you know, mature enough to the point where it's grown, it produces. So as long as we plant those seeds, I really believe that God will water it and do what he needs to do. And in the proper time, you know, it'll come to pass, and we'll produce righteously from that. So I just wanted to share that. That was something that was very important to me in my life. And
you know what, and that is absolutely awesome. You know what, if they had that in the schools now, that's why where our world is in the mess that it's in now, because you're taking prayer out of the schools, and if you're a teacher, you can barely say anything to the students because they threaten to, you know, I'm gonna call my mama, or you have kids that are bringing guns to school and knives and holding kids, other people hostage, just so many different things because they don't have that somebody that's putting that desk in front of them, sitting there face-to-face telling them what's going on, why you're in the situation that you're in, but that you can come out of it if you just accept Jesus Christ. So that's awesome.
Right.
That is absolutely
absolutely
an awesome, awesome testimony. I thank God for that. I hope everybody's listening in. It's being recorded. If you're not, you tell somebody that they can listen in. When I posted to my several pages and posted in a bunch of different groups, later on tonight, but if you miss this show, I tell you, please make sure that you tell somebody to listen in. But what we're going to do right now, you do have, you're a woman of many talents, and I know that you have a talent to write spoken word, poetry. So what we're going to do, just real briefly, I'm just going to take a short commercial break, very short, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have you to do your spoken word piece. And then if anyone has a question once we come back after she's done with her spoken word, please press 1 on your keypad if you have a question or comment, and then we're going to go on and close the show out. So we'll be back with you here in just a moment.
Here's a few reasons why people don't go to church.
I can't come to church until I get my life together.
Church is how I got my life together.
Church is filled with a bunch of hypocrites. And there's always room for one more.
All they care about is your money.
They care about me, not about my money.
Is there some kind of dress code?
Yes, the code is wear some clothes.
Church, it just makes me nervous.
I was nervous at first, and then I felt right at home.
I'm not sure I believe everything that you believe.
But you can still belong.
Church is for wimpy, girly men.
You want to say that again?
If you knew me and what I've done, you wouldn't want me.
If you knew me and what I've done, you wouldn't be worried.
You can come to my church even if you were brought up Catholic,
Baptist, Methodist,
Jewish,
Mormon,
Lutheran,
Pentecostal,
Presbyterian,
Church of Christ,
Southern Baptist.
A little bit of everything and a whole lot of nothing.
See, it's not about a religion. It's about a relationship.
So please, come to my church.
Where nobody's perfect.
Where beginners are welcome.
Where socks are optional,
but grace is required.
Where forgiveness is offered.
Where hope is alive.
And where it's okay to not be okay. Really.
And we are back. You've reached Perfecting Deliverance Radio. Again, I'm your host, LaToya Haley. And Ms. Timmons is on the line with me here, if you all are just joining us. And she's going to do a spoken word piece. And I'm just going to give the floor to her, and we're going to move on accordingly.
Amen. This piece is entitled, A War Infiltrated My Mind Today. It's just based on a point in time after I got saved, when I was experiencing a struggle. And may it bless you for those who may be experiencing struggles also. A war infiltrated my mind today. My flesh struggled against my spirit, and I was on the battlefield trying to keep my thoughts in the right place. See, my flesh stood bold and brave, rising against me with the intentions of shaking my faith. I put my face in the palm of my hands like, Lord, not this again. See, every now and then, Satan returns to corrupt my spirit with a different presentation, but the same old wickedness. I have already proven that I'm so far past this. Then how be it that these manipulative and tempting positions are before me again as if it's not convinced. I said that a war infiltrated my mind today. There seemed to be a fragrance in the atmosphere that reminded me of sin, because every time I took a breath, I was inhaling it in. I fought to remove this temptation from my presence. See, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, but these polluted imaginations were causing me symptoms of uncleanness, to the point where I started to doubt myself as if I was harboring some type of secret confession. But I had to remember that Satan was lurking, and this was just another one of his tactics. He tried to utilize his ability to create unclean thoughts to make me think that him and I was still attached. But Jesus taught me better than that. I said that a war infiltrated my mind today. I had to gird about my mind declaring soberness because for a brief moment I was tempted by worldliness. I cried out to the Lord and he spoke back to me, assuring me that I had on the whole armor of God and this was just a tactic of the enemy. I heard my lips declare the words that no weapons formed against me shall prosper. I said that a war infiltrated my mind today and I was the hostage. However, the Lord was there to protect me because Satan was there to upset me. Satan tried to make me feel a false sense of guiltiness when I committed to no sin. See, guilt can mold you by leading you to repent, or it can break you by making you give in and commit to the idea that was used by Satan just to make you sin. Satan infiltrated my mind, violated my space when I never invited him in. So I tell you, my brothers and sisters, be aware of the enemy, for he comes in all shapes and sizes. Woe would be unto me had I not known that God had already declared the victory. See, there is deliverance in my heart, deliverance in my mind, deliverance in my soul. Satan has been dismissed from this temple, yet he periodically knocks at my door to see if the old man is home. However, I can hear Jesus from the depths of my soul saying, get behind me, Satan, because this is where I abide. This is the home I created for myself to reside. See, I praise God for his Holy Spirit because with it comes power and protection. He is an occupying blessing. There is no room for the enemy. If Satan had his way, he would be moving back in, bringing with him seven more spirits of wickedness. Therefore, I seek God the more so that when I'm at my weakest, I still possess the strength to rebuke those demons. For the last time, I said that a war infiltrated my mind today. Nevertheless, at the end of the day, I still prayed. I still repented for the thoughts that invaded my space. I still rebuked Satan and cast down his unwelcome invitation. But best of all, Jesus is still here. He never left me. I'm still striving and I'm still saved with the praise on my lips for getting me through today. That's it. Amen.
Amen. I'm speechless over here. Miss Timmons. My God, you have a talent. You have a talent, and I hope and I pray that there's many people that are listening in tonight, and that that they took in everything that you just gave to someone that may be struggling in that lifestyle. I'm truly speechless, but I hope that something was said. To the listeners and to everyone that's either listening online or if you've called in, I hope that you receive something from this woman of God through her spoken word.
Amen.
She is awesome. She is definitely talented. And again, the show is being recorded. So if, in case you know someone that missed it, tell them that they can play it back. They can go into the archives. They can go into my page. They can go wherever it is that they need to for them to be able to listen to it. And again, that was absolutely awesome. The spoken word that you have, that you've given us, I know that you're, again, a woman of many talents. What's the way for people to contact you if they want to be able to book you to come, to be able to share some spoken word or be able to come and mentor or do some motivational speaking? What's a good way for the callers and listeners to be able to reach out to you?
I am on Facebook, and my name is Anisha Timmons, and that's A-N-N-I-S-H-A Timmons, T-I-M-M-O-N-S. You're more than welcome to contact me on Facebook, and I also have an email address, which is anisha.timmons, that's A-N-N-I-S-H-A, .timmons@gmail.com. So either way is really good. If you email me and you would like to set up something, I can then give you my phone number. So you can contact me on Facebook or email, your preference.
That is absolutely awesome. I hope there's some people that are listening in that would love to book you for you to come and do some spoken word. That was absolutely
Amen.
Awesome. And I
Amen.
Am a poetry. I don't write it, but I love to listen to it. And
Amen.
I used to love to listen to it at the poetry clubs and the nightclubs and everything. That's not something I do anymore. So for me to be able to listen to it this way is a treat, an absolute treat, because I know that you're a woman of God, and what you're speaking of, I know that you're a woman that actually lives what you speak about. So
that's right.
I just thank God for you being on the show tonight. There's a very sweet spirit on this line tonight, and this has been absolutely awesome and ordained by God. I just thank God for you being on the show tonight. Some ways that you all can reach out to me if you want to be able to contact me. Myself, I do motivational speaking. I have been traveling. This is my slow season right now, but I'm getting ready to pick it back up. I've been getting some phone calls and some text messages and some shout-outs online for me to come and do some speaking engagements. So we're getting ready to get back started up here very soon. But if you would like for me to come speak at your church, speak at school, at your schools, anywhere it is in that type of setting, for me to be able to speak to young people or to be able to speak to men and women that may be in the lifestyle, that may be struggling, whether it's a church. We know that there's a mass outbreak right now in the churches. We know the enemy wants to attack and tear down the churches. So he's going after them. He's going after these churches right now. He's going after the pastors. He's going after the first ladies. He's going after the music department. He's going after the choir directors. He's just attacking. That's what he's doing right now. And if you want me to come and speak at your church or at your colleges, anywhere, where it is, you can reach out to me on Facebook. Again, I do have two pages. It's LaToya Haley, and you can find me on Facebook. I do have page one and page two. My page one is full, so I have started a page two as well, and you can follow me on either page. Also, I have my ministries page, which is Perfecting Deliverance Ministries. It's on Facebook as well. You can also email me at perfectingdeliverance1@yahoo.com, or you can go to my you can go to my page, which is perfectingdeliverance.weebly.com, and I actually have a page there that's set up. You can sow into the ministry there, too. It's set up there as well. So whatever it is that you would love to be able to contact me, would love for me to be able to do, you can also contact us. Our phone number is 731-215-0236. And if you're needing prayer, if you're needing anything, please call. It's a 24-hour line. You can also text that number as well, too. And I do have a prayer team that will be able to get back with you as soon as you call. So if you're needing prayer, it doesn't matter what time of the day it is, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call and someone will be to pray with you, whether it's myself or it will be someone from my prayer team. So I just thank God for you being on the line this evening.
Thank you,
Ms.
For having
Timmons.
Me, LaToya.
I really appreciate it. You're my first guest for this year.
And amen.
I said we're going
to
be speaking.
Great way to start.
I said we're going to be speaking. Yes, I said we're going to be speaking off the show like we always do, whether it's once a week, twice a week, or once every 2 weeks. I know my schedule is busy and your schedule is busy as well, but I really do appreciate you being on the line tonight. I think all the callers that have called in, everyone that's listening online, I just thank God for you. Just know that I love you with the love of Christ. You all be blessed. We're going to be back here on next Wednesday with another guest. I've contacted someone, and I'm waiting to see if they're going to contact me back, but I would love to have them on the show with me on next week. So we're going to be back here 8 p.m. Eastern, I'm sorry, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're out on the East Coast, if you're out on the West Coast, that is 6 p.m. If you're all the way out there Pacific Time, and then you have 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time if you're out there as well, too. So join us back again on next Wednesday. You all be blessed, and you have a blessed week. You all keep me in your prayers. I'm going to do the same for you, and we're going to take it out with a song. I love Donna Lawrence. And The Gift looks good on Anisha Timmons, and The Gift looks good on me as well, too. So we're going to take that out. You all be blessed, and you all have a great evening. Well, that one doesn't want to play. Maybe we'll play something else.
Lord, I lift my hands to you in total sacrifice. I give you my worship and all of my praise. I surrender my life to you for the rest of my days. God, you get all.
You get all the glory. You get all the praise.
You get all my worship.
You get all of my worship. My hands are raised.
You get all.
You get all the glory.
You get the praise.
You get all the praise.
Oh. Give you everything you deserve.